Previously on coach.
So what's the big secret? Why didn't you tell us you were coming to the cabin?
Doris gave me a contract extension, but then I found out that maybe there's some other cities interested, so we came up here to figure out what our next step is.
So you might be leaving Orlando?
We just thought if we were going to make a long-term commitment, we should at least consider the other options and decide where we'd really like to spend the next 10 years of our lives.
Ah, here we go. We're moving again. We are talking we, aren't we?
Bad news! Bad news!
What are you talking about?
Doris knows.
What do you mean, Doris knows?
She found out I was snooping around about those other teams. She knows you're looking at options, and she knows I'm in on it.
Well, why don't you just call me, Howard? Why'd you come here in person?
I had no choice. Doris came with me.
What?
She's parking the car. As we turned the corner, I opened the door and rolled out. I feel like the least I could do is give you a little advanced warning.
This was it.
Hello, Hayden.
Hello, Doris.
Hello, Miss Sherman.
Hi, honey. May I get you a chair?
I must say, Hayden, I feel a little betrayed.
Well, I can understand that, Doris, but to be completely fair, you weren't exactly forthright about telling me I had other options.
The reason I flew up here was to tell you in person how important it is to me that you remain a part of this organization. However, I will also respect whatever decision you make and wish you the very best.
Well, thank you, Doris. I appreciate that. But to tell you the truth, I've made a decision. I don't even know what the other cities are.
Howard will tell you, I'm sure. And by the way, we're finished here.
How'd it go, sweetie?
We're toast.
Maybe if I tell her about us on the flight home, I can save your job.
Burnt toast.
Doris really wants you to stay. You got any idea what you're going to do?
Jeez, I don't know.
Howard, do we have any idea where those other cities are? How come it's all wet?
I tried to swallow it when Doris came in.
Well, here's the other options. New England, Seattle, L.A. What do you think, Doc?
Coach, you know me. I don't care. I'll go anywhere you go.
How about you, Luth?
Jeez, I don't know. I followed you everywhere from Chattanooga to Minnesota State to Orlando, Florida, and all the little places in between. So if you're going to move, I guess I'll follow you. But you're not an easy man to follow, Hayden. I mean, I can understand Dauber wanting to go. He's a young dog and still likes chasing the cars. I can understand why you want to go. You're the top dog. You have to chase the cars. But me, I'm an old dog. I still chase the cars, but I know I'm not going to catch them. If I did, I wouldn't know what to do with them.
What are you saying?
I was hoping you knew.
Are you saying that you want to stay in Orlando?
Well, cars do drive a little slower there.
I can assume that you're on board with me wherever I go.
Yeah, they just put the steaks on the grill. They should be ready in half a minute.
Howard, why don't you have mine, huh? I don't feel like eating now.
What's the matter?
Well, don't you guys see what's happening here? If I go, you don't want to. And if I stay, Howard can. So no matter what I decide, things are never going to be the same.
guess that's true.
Well, you got to think about you and Tim and Christine and where you're going to live as a family. I mean, you can't be concerned about Luther and Howard and Daubert.
Okay, well, I'll see you guys later. I'm just going to go clear my head.
What do you think he's going to do?
Whatever's best for us, hopefully.
Okay, can you watch this? Okay. Now you gotta keep your eye on the bobber. When the bobber goes down, that means we got ourselves a fish. Yeah. If we get ourselves a really big fish, we can take it back home to Mommy and watch her get sick as she guts it. Hey. Where would you like to live? Well, I got to tell you that I've been just about everywhere, and every place has something good about it. See, way over there across the lake? See? They say that's where Hiawatha had his camp. Now, legend has it that on certain nights, you can still hear his drums. They say a lot of things in Minnesota. I wouldn't pay attention to all of them. Like, you know, you ought to see this lake in winter, Kim. Freezes over, you can go ice skating, you can go ice fishing. In the summer, you can go swimming. You can look for tadpoles. And on a clear night, you can get into the boat, and you can lay back, and you can watch the meteors streak across the sky.
Hey. Aren't you guys getting cold?
Nah, we're keeping each other warm.
Oh. Well, having any luck?
Well, we're not catching anything, but I got a little bit clearer about a few things.
Yeah?
Yeah. Christine, how excited are you about that $17 million?
Excuse me?
I mean, I'm saying this, can you live without it?
I always have. What are you getting at?
Matt, Tim and I have been doing some talking. And it just seems like to me my whole life I've been looking for a place to call home. When I think of all the places we could live and which one would be the best, I can't think of a better place than right here. God bless you.
Do you mean move back to Minnesota? You're talking about turning down everything.
Well, it's never been about the money. You know that. It just seems like the more I succeed, the less I get to do what I really like. And I don't want Tim growing up thinking that there's a price on passion. You can just buy it off. You and I have both worked hard enough in our lives to... Well, we've earned the right to do what we love the most. And right now, what I love the most is being here with you and Tim. The place that really feels like home.
You don't think you'll miss coaching?
I might go back to it in a couple of years. Heck, I might even coach Tim's Pop Warner League.
Assuming Tim likes football.
Well, even if he doesn't like it, it's going to take him a season to find that out. So how do you feel?
Let's see. How do I feel? 11 years ago, I was a woman wrapped up in her career. Met a man whose whole life was wrapped up in his career. Now I've put my career aside. And here we are, 11 years later. And this guy is telling me that now he wants to put his career aside to live by a lake with his family. Oh, yeah. I have big problems with this.
Let's go home.
Hayden and Christine deciding to move back to Minnesota, Luther followed through with his plans to quit coaching. As a retirement gift, Doris built him his own version of Graceland, where he now resides. As for Howard, true to her word, Doris fired him. Fortunately, Howard and Shirley were able to sell their Barbie collection and use the money as a down payment on the thing they had always wanted the most, a dinner theater in Jupiter, Florida, where they're now appearing nightly. As for me, Dobber Dubinsky, I decided to accept an opportunity to remain with the Breakers. We went on to win back-to-back Super Bowls, after which time I was invited to join Al, Frank, and Dan in the Monday Night Football booth. Meanwhile, Hayden and Christine settled into their new life. While Christine made friends, Hayden assumed the unofficial role of Mayor of the Lake, presiding over the annual 4th of July fireworks, announcing when the lake was frozen enough for skating, and officiating the Labor Day rowboat regatta. And as for Tim...
Maybe you want to play.
At 6 a.m? I want to sleep.
Well, we can't sleep. Got anything for breakfast?
When are you guys going to get a life?
What the hell is this?
Welcome to the Luther Van Dam Hall of Neglect. I taped off every word written about the team since the winning streak started. Then I circled all the times I mentioned your name in one color and all the times I mentioned my name in another color. Guess which is you?
This is unbelievable. I had no idea we had this much press.
We? Where's the we?
Okay, it's mostly me, but you gotta be in here somewhere. Yeah, there you go. There's a little blue circle right here.
Well, that's the story about the time the bat bit me in the tunnel. Which is swell if you want to be remembered for having a bad reaction to a rabies shot. But what I want is a little credit for being a part of a football team with a 16-game winning streak.
Oh, come on, Luther, I swear I mentioned you in interviews. I mentioned Dobber. I think I even once mentioned Howard. I can't help it if the writers just want to concentrate on me.
What do you suppose that is?
Because I'm the head coach. They want to quote somebody at the top of the ladder, not somebody at the middle of the ladder.
See, that's the trouble with America. The people in the middle of the ladder always get squeezed out. But where would the people at the top of the ladder be without the people in the middle of the ladder? They'd be in the middle of the ladder. Then who'd write about them? Huh? Nobody. Because nobody cares about the people in the middle. They're the ones that count, because without the people in the middle of the ladder, the only ones that come out are the people at the bottom, because they're that much closer to the top. And once again, the middle ends up at the bottom. Am I right?
I have no damn idea what you're talking about, Luther! See, I do know you're overreacting.
I mean, look around. I'll be remembered as the guy the bat bit.
What can I do? What is it you want?
I want the spotlight! I want to be... I want the spotlight! I want the spotlight!
Oh, help?
No, that's where I did it.
You came up.
Hey, are you kidding? I'm thrilled you called. I was just going to clean out my birdcage and turn my mattress. This way I get to spend the evening with you and still have something to look forward to tomorrow.
Okay, well, you better take your shoes off because Christine just got a new carpet. Don't want to get anything on it.
Right. What are we going to do tonight?
Well, anything we want to. Tell you, Christine got me an NFL bloopers tape. She rented it. We could watch that.
Hey.
We got a casserole cooking in the oven, and when the timer goes off,
all right,
we can eat that.
Anything we want.
Anything we want.
Anything we want. Checkers, play checkers. I bet you and Christine play checkers a lot, don't you?
Well, not as much as you might think.
Hey, blackjack. You want to play blackjack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Christine's got some cards in there. Hey, Luth, if you want something to drink, just help yourself. It's in the fridge.
All right, thanks.
You bet.
Anything we want.
Anything we want.
Boy, this sure is a pretty apartment. Feels funny without Christine being here, though. Makes me kind of feel like I'm peeking into her privacy. How much she pay for this, you know?
About $1,400, I think.
$1,400? Wow. Of course, you know, when you figure a apartment like this, it's really... Oh, jeez.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Oh. Okay, five cards, blackjack, blackjack. Here we go, baby. Are you ready?
Yeah. Anything we want.
Oh, anything we want. One down, one down, one down, one up.
All right. Hit me.
Hit me.
Hit me.
Hit me.
Hit me.
Hit me.
Boy, you're gonna hit me. This grape juice stain?
What do you mean, this grape juice stain?
Oh, jeez! Luther, what the hell did you do?
I don't know. I was just pointing. I can't even have no explanation of what I did. I don't know what to have you over in the first place for.
Oh, Luther, how'd you do that?
I don't know. I was...
No!
I'm sorry. Jeez.
What the hell is a grown man drinking grape juice for anyway?
No. Stand back. I got it, Hayden. I got it. I can't believe it.
Where'd you get the towel, Luth?
Christine's bathroom. Why does it have a belt?
Because it's her bathrobe.
Oh, jeez.
Goodbyes are never easy. Shelley here has been crying since she first read the script a week ago. Even Bill's been quiet all week.
Well, it is sad. It's our last show, Coach.
It's Craig, Bill. You know, Jerry back there has been fine. He doesn't believe the show's over.
Did somebody actually tell you the show is over? Have you seen the ratings? We're still a big hit. Until somebody tells me it's over, it's not over.
They gave us a plaque, Jerry. It's the final episode. They dedicated the stage to us. Here, read it. It's over.
The prop department can make anything.
Well, putting Jerry aside, the show is over, and we wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for watching the 9 years of Coach and letting us do something that we truly, truly love.
Excuse me.
Thank you. And good night. Come on, Jerry.
Until somebody in a suit tells me it's over, it's not over. Thank you.
Jerry, it's over.
That's not a suit. Cheap special effects. Anybody can turn out the lights. I don't care what you say. I'm coming to work Monday.